right, we are back.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, hoolisblog.blogspot.com. You can find the archive there, commercial free, real easy to play. Incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiaryquencher.chatango.com if you want to go over to the chat rooms. I don't think the other one's been active for a while. I happened to go on there and look around the other day. Somebody told me the guy that ran it passed away. Okay, hey, for the callers, you're probably, for the callers that are on hold, you're not going to be able to hear this clip, okay, but I'm going to play it for the audience. And this is clip one. This is Rick Wiles. And when I heard this, I sent myself a note because I didn't like the choice of words, virus deniers, okay? This is a loaded term. Let's go ahead and roll clip one.
Diehard Trump supporters increasingly are saying that the coronavirus is a deep state conspiracy.
Oh, that's right, yes.
To defeat Donald Trump in November. And folks, you please don't believe that stuff. Okay, look, you know, I'm one of the most
patriotic.
But I'm one of the most skeptical, cynical people analyzing the news. I've seen it all. I've heard it all. All right. I don't believe politicians and I don't trust governments. But this is a real plague. This isn't made up. It isn't a hoax. OK, so don't go down that road of saying, it's all about wrecking the Trump reelection campaign. Look, that is dangerous for people to think like that, because the worse the situation becomes, the more agitated and irritable and unreasonable people are going to act if they truly believe. I mean, that makes you a virus denier.
Yeah.
Are you going to be a virus denier, that there's no virus, that there isn't a plague sweeping across the world right now? I mean, we can't go in that direction right now. Something very ominous and serious and deadly is loose on the planet right now, and people are dying. And we need calm, mature, stable leaders. Forget about political parties. We just need calm, mature, stable, wise leaders to take the world through this situation. We could see a couple hundred million people die in the next year or two. So, look, you know, I think at this point...
Go ahead and stop it. That made me uncomfortable. I'm not denying that there's a virus, but you damn well believe... I believe that it's biological warfare. I don't believe this thing just materialized out of thin air. Scientists have sequenced this thing allegedly, and they see the HIV spliced in this thing, the gene editing and the rest of it. It's not about being a virus denier, but it's looking at, okay, in biblical plague, if it's going to be that bad, sure, but there's a cause of this plague. Okay. And it looks like it's a laboratory is the point I'm making. So I was virus denier. I was uncomfortable with that because then it really gets with like a Sandy Hook denier or Holocaust denier. He's using loaded term there, and I really didn't like that. Let's take Bruce in Texas. How you doing tonight, Bruce?
How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, man, what's your TP sit rep? You got significant quantities or what?
Well, I'm okay, man. Yeah, I got toilet paper. I'm good. I've always bought that in bulk anyway, because guess what? I don't like going to the damn store for toilet paper. So I always buy tons of it whenever I go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not like one of these people that go buy a freaking 9-roll pack like once a week or some crap. That ain't me, man. I'd like having some around just because I don't like going to the store anyway. I don't like being around these, you know, knuckleheads that, you know, that I live by. So Go ahead.
Yeah, I got you. When you were talking about that article on Veterans Today, yeah, that's pretty interesting, and it's been out for a couple of days now. It's kind of like a conglomeration of different tweets and reports from China.
Oh, yeah. That concept, the Chinese propaganda has been out there on various places, but VT, for them to join the parade there, I found kind of interesting. And look, I'm not saying it didn't happen. Like I said at the beginning, it could be true for all I know, because we've been involved in some, scurrilous things over the years.
It's pretty disappointing to me that the U.S. team came in so poorly. I was on a biathlon team in the 80s. We took first place against many units and Canadians up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And maybe it's our raw material now. Who knows?
Well, we've got a poisonous supply of air, food, and water that most people are taking in, plus all the crap that they're taking in their bodies through the vaccines. And you know what you get hit with when you're in the military? What's in them guns when you march through that line? Mm-hmm. Pop into your arms. You don't know. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, but I'm not going to say for certain that it's a biological weapon deployed against China, but you have to examine that possibility. Who benefits? Who has a motive to do this? Back since January of last year, when Obama was in the administration, he was railing against China, continuing to buy Iranian oil. And that continued on through the summer. And then we had the Hong Kong protests, which were obviously AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Kind of like a destabilization program.
And then you had George Soros at Davos just weeks before the virus breaks out, or a week or two, just trashing Xi Jinping and basically the Chinese government. That's the one that really was powerful to me. So this virus was probably already out. And then you got Soros at Davos. And Rick Wiles and all those guys were there. If you watch Soros' comments, he tears into China hard, and then next thing you know, Wuhan breaks out.
Well, I didn't see it or hear it, but I read it. But I'm not surprised. There's been a ton of chills in bots there on 4chan, shrieking about we need to go to war with China, the chinks, Wong. If you try to argue with them, automatically you're Chinese, you're a commie, you're red, the whole nine yards. And it still reminds me of post 9/11, terrorist Muslims, attacking us for freedom, and they're trying to push a narrative that China, they dropped the beaker and it got out, come on. Anything like that is going to be very, very highly contained. There's going to be a tight security. And so if it was deployed, I'm sorry.
If
it was deployed by agents and, sprayed on food or what have you, they may have been self-contaminated and took it back to Washington,
Yeah.
Or even back to Israel. And I find it really interesting that the AIPAC people in Israel have been hit really hard by this too, it would be poetic justice if Trump, had caught it and got killed by his own Zionists and his own administration, coming back from AIPAC. He does seem to be doing a good job. His forte is coordinating with leaders of industry and that type of thing. And I'll give him that he's done a good job on that. But as far as the origins of it, I'm very suspicious.
Yeah.
Very suspicious.
All right, man. Yeah. Anything else?
That's all I got. No, sir.
All right, man. Yeah. Take care of yourself. We'll see what happens in the next week. They're about to lock down. They're about to lock down here where I'm living. It's looking like so. It's not looking pretty. Let's take Alan in Ohio. Alan, good evening, sir. How are you?
Oh, good evening to you as well. Can you hear me?
So, what's on your mind? Yeah, I can hear you fine. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot of speculation, but a few facts and. With the fact that the World Military Games were going on in Wuhan, China, the day of Event 201,
Right.
I think that as Americans who care about the collective and care about the well-being of everybody need to rally around and make it known that the entire government and the entire military and everybody that's been in contact with them, including the exclusive mainstream media, which excludes all the independent people from contact with these people, need to be put under a 60-day quarantine starting by the end of the weekend.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. There's so many operations that can be going on while an enforced lockdown is happening, bad or good. This is tough. But Norm Pattis, Alex Jones, his attorney was on today, and they're talking about an interstate travel ban that might be coming out any day now, and then he's already ready to sue the federal government over that. So I found that quite interesting. Yeah.
And the script can be flipped immediately, because the only facts that are actually known are that the militaries across the world and everybody they've come in contact with since October should be under scrutiny of having this deadly virus that we got to stay in our houses for, but actually none of us have any kind of contact like that towards it. So it really, the script needs to be flipped like immediately if you want to play the game the way the game needs to be played. And these people need to be put under quarantine because they're dangerous to be out in society, out there flying around and ruling and doing whatever the hell they do. And they need to sit in that. But they can go to Walmart, and they can go to the closed restaurants, and we can watch them 24/7 and make sure everything that they do qualifies with what we need them. We decide.
Yeah. All right, Alan. Thanks for the call, man. Let's take Tom in Utah. Good evening, Tom. What's on your mind? We got Tom.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I hate to beat the dead horse, but to my experience of being in pathology, both veterinary and human, and I understand, I also labored in what's called zoonotic pathology or epidemiology. Mm-hmm. And I don't care whether this creature out there that they claim is out there is the creation of a madman in a laboratory, which doesn't really make any sense from my experience. But the fact is, the wintertime creates a situation of opportunity for these decomposers. That's actually what we call them in real life laboratory language. They're just sitting out there waiting to take advantage of somebody whose immune system is softened and they're ready to go out. But as I've tried to tell people earlier today, these things don't travel, quite frankly, with any efficiency in the air. They don't survive on a surface. They have to be maintained in the body and fluids of a creature like you.
Right. So you're basically disagreeing. You're disagreeing with Dr. Francis Boyle and Mike Adams and all the people that are basically saying that this thing is airborne, number one, and then number two, can live on hard surfaces for like up to a day or two. So you're saying that that's bogus, in your opinion.
My experience, not just opinion.
Well, I get it. I mean, Dr. Francis Boyle's a pretty established guy who he's on the other side of the spectrum from you, and he says this thing's definitely a gene-edited, gain-of-function bioweapon, and it is airborne, and it can live on hard surfaces. I'm just being devil's advocate, but go ahead.
I know, and I appreciate that. But that takes any control over your life away from you, and it puts it in the hands of the monsters. When sure. In fact, you have control. And I went through my little infection just two Fridays ago. I went out. I trusted a server in a restaurant that I didn't catch. The fact, of course, I was blinded in my exposure of the facts in poisoning the poor. I don't know if you knew that I went to Washington and laid open the corruption in the in FEMA and the system, and as a consequence, I ended up being blinded. But I went to this restaurant and we ordered a non-dairy, non-animal pizza. The young lady, she didn't cough on me, she didn't touch me, she wore her gloves as per you know, medical protocol, or better still, food handling's protocol. Mm-hmm. But by mistake, she dipped her hand into one of these tubs that had cheese in it. I'm talking about dairy from a cow who's never sterilized, converted into cheese. And when I realized that I got a bite of cheese, I said I was really unhappy. I was angry, but I said, I'm going to be down with a sore throat 3 days from now. And in fact, that was fact. So anyway, what I'm trying to tell people is you do have some control over your well-being. And the problem is that you've been fed this nonsense over the years that you have no control. These things just happen. They just go on the air. They happen on the surface. You know, if that were really true, do you think humanity would have not become extinct long ago if, in fact, the bacteria and viruses could survive in the air?
Well, here's just playing devil's advocate again, but we're talking about a brand new set of circumstances, let's say, with CRISPR gene editing and the ability to do this gain of function stuff. Yeah, that the scientists like Boyle talk about, where basically in a lab they're using something that came from a bat, a coronavirus or whatever, and they're sit here tinkering with the structure and the DNA and so forth and giving it gain of function. I don't know enough. I'm just a reader. And I listen to a lot of different people. So, you know, with transhumanism, with nanotechnology, with genetic enhancements and all these things that are, you know, on the...
that are very profitable for the laboratories, for the scientific community. They can sucker you into believing that they can manage the genes of a virus that is so small. Then they can draft more money out of your tax funds, get the grants to go. But in reality, the viruses and bacteria are going to do exactly what nature allows them to do.
All right, Tom. Well, that sounds good. Hey, it's good that you to hear somebody with another opinion that comes from that background. And I appreciate the call and keep listening. It's RB. Oh, thanks a lot, man. Let's take Dan in Washington. How are you doing tonight, Dan?
Pretty good. I'm still alive. Haven't started puking and died on the side of the road yet.
So, hey, have they shut down all your bars and restaurants and all the good stuff? What's going on?
I drive trucks. I've been out of state. I talked to someone in California, and they passed a rule where I think 50% capacity rule, she said. So a restaurant can only have 50% of its capacity. And I saw just a thing on Facebook said the governor said he would shut all bars and restaurants down. But I don't think they've done that yet. They haven't done it yet. But
yeah, well, I was out and about today just kind of doing my observations, and everything was open as normal here. But now, like in the last number of hours, you're starting to see with the latest coronavirus task force press conference and so forth. Now I'm starting to see dribbles coming out here in the local media, so forth and so on, that, you know, some of this stuff might be coming our way. So
yeah, Idaho. Nice. Yeah, Idaho had their first case when I was driving through there. I heard on the news, and it seems like it's everywhere it's going to be. I mean, if they got it in Seattle and then a bunch in New York, I would think they would have it everywhere in between. You know, yeah. I know a girl that does farm work, and her company, they're not letting them touch the grain at all. And so, they said she can't cross state lines, or they wouldn't allow her back at work, which is stupid because in Spokane, you know, we live right by Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So there might be some truth to that interstate stuff, but...
But my thing is, I think that's just for, like, people as far as trucks and goods and that sort of thing. They're gonna let that through because they're gonna Trump and Pence and all those guys really made it seem like, hey, we're gonna keep these grocery stores open and so forth and so on. And so
actually that's what I called to report too, was I drive trucks, and we got a message saying basically they expect this to help our business, and you know, they waived the regulations for direct emergency loads, they're saying, so we don't have to follow hours of service or anything.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. So now you can drive for, you know, longer and rest for like eight hours instead of 10. And I saw that.
That was like
a 1936 regulation that Trump just kind of suspended.
Yeah, and it's just for loads that haul supposedly... But they're saying consumer goods too, like toilet paper and paper towels. You know, it could be all kinds of stuff. So I don't expect that to last too long. But
I think they want to stave off a panic, because if people keep seeing the store shelves empty of a number of items, then that could cause a whole nother ripple effect to where it's not coming back. This stuff's gone for good. You know what I'm saying? So I think
Yeah, I think they want to get that. Well, I was at Costco in Boise, and they were out of paper towels, toilet paper. They had a big sign. All the bread was gone. It seems like, you know, and it's worldwide, which is weird. Like Norway, you know, I don't agree with Alex Jones as the globalist conspiracy. It seems like the perfect thing to help nationalism. Like if they wanted to shut down free trade, and they know the global economy is about to collapse, it's the perfect kind of scenario. They could shut the borders, have all this emergency stuff, have the economy collapse. The economic side of it is just weird how they're just, it's all seems
you know,
planned
out
worldwide.
You've got a lot of people out here talking about that this is a Trump Xi Putin type agreement. There's an agreement behind the scenes for a reset we've talked about. And so, you know, the last caller thinks this whole virus thing, basically it's bogus. Dr. Oz and these guys are really downplaying it, but the other people are saying, hey, 200 million people are going to be dead, you know, Rick Wiles and all these guys. And so, you know, a lot of the doom guys, and I don't want to really call them doom guys, but the guys that have been on that side of the spectrum, they've been wrong about a lot of crap. Okay. And you have to at least realize that, as far as, you know, there's a certain element of alternative media that it's like clickbait, doom clickbait. And so,
yeah.
Their projections are always the worst case scenario, and then sometimes they end up being wrong. They don't come to pass. Look at all that 2012, December 21st, 2012 stuff, the end of the Mayan count calendar. Oh man, the pole shift is coming, Nibiru and blah blah. But Nibiru's still in the damn news on the alternative media. I'm
hoping it is a global depression reset, because I've been stressed out about that for like 15, 20 years now. It's like, hurry up and just let it happen. I'm tired of thinking it's going to happen, you know? But it does seem weird with the economy stuff, though, right? I mean, it seems like it's all planned out just to shut down the economy more than anything.
Well, that's
what
Pat and I were talking about, though. It's almost like it's looking like it could be a... you know, universal healthcare UBI test going on. You know, they just said, oh, if you're going to get a coronavirus test, it's free for everybody. But the universal basic income, if you got people locked out of their jobs, how are they going to survive? How are they going to, you know, do the basics? There's people, you know how many people live paycheck to paycheck in this country?
Well, yeah, it would screw so many people unless they said everyone could have unemployment or something. You'd have to have some kind of socialist thing or you'd just have mass starvation really fast, you know?
Well, you're going to have more than that. You're going to have mass murder. You look at the knuckleheads that live in this country. They're lawless damn near anyway. And then you throw this in the mix. Holy cow. Yeah.
What if my next load's a load of toilet paper, man? I'm going to need an armed escort.
You're going to need a button that's sitting there on your console, and it's going to have to put out poison gas to keep them away from it.
All right. Thanks for taking the call. It'll be interesting. We'll see how it goes. All right. Have a good one.
Yeah. See you. All right. Let's take Chance. What's on your mind, Chance, in West Virginia? You're the only state, Chance, on the map where there's no coronavirus cases. Isn't that amazing?
I heard we got one now.
Oh, damn it.
Yep. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know what to believe anymore. But, you know, Robert, what I'm wondering is this. I noticed Hillary is in the background, and I'm wondering what part she's going to play when all the dust settles with all of this nonsense as far as the corona scare. And
well, here's my prediction. Bernie and Biden are both going to get it at the same time and die, and then here's Hillary's. I'm just playing.
That's what I was thinking, Robert. Robert, and you know, Robert, you mentioned earlier about the Pritzker family, J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois.
They were the ones behind Obama's rides in Chicago.
Yes, they. And you know what, Robert? They were behind Buttigieg or whatever the hell his name is.
Buttigieg, and
Elizabeth Warren too. They financed them. Now, aren't they the family that runs the Hyatt hotel chains and making pharmaceuticals?
Big billionaires. Yeah, they're involved in all kinds of crap. Yeah.
Oh, yes, they are. And did you know there's one member of that family that's a male to female transgender? Did you know that? Amazing. Oh, yeah. Whatever you want to call it. Jennifer. The name is Jennifer. Oh, yeah. Jennifer Pritzker. Mm. She served in the U.S. military. And, they fund a lot of these programs, Robert.
For
transgender education in the public schools in Chicago. They're big backers of this.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Good old Jewish Pritzker family. Yep.
Yep, there you go now. I was shocked when I read it, and I saw a picture of this, whatever you want to call it. It looks like a man, you know. It looks like a man in drag, really. This Jennifer Pritzker.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of influence. So I would suggest people keep their eyes on this family because they have a lot of influence.
You're right.
And I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
All right, man.
Okay,
take care out there.
All
right, have a good one. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem, Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, I'm going to play a little bit of this clip, and this has to do with an exercise in December. Clade X, okay, Pat sent me this, C-L-A-D-E-X. So you had Event 201 going on in October. This is excerpts from Clade X, okay, it's another simulation. Okay. Cade Z? Is that on the description? For the... Yeah, I think that's wrong, because I was I read that off of the graphic itself during the video. Clade X. But the person who wrote it put Cade Z. So anyway, let's play a little bit of this, and it's another simulation, but go ahead and roll it, Kid.
20 months into one of the worst pandemics the world's ever known, there's still no vaccine to protect people. Hard figures are impossible to come by, but The World Health Organization estimates that 150 million people have died. That's approximately 2% of the global population. For industrial countries, the death rate's a bit lower, but in many low- and middle-income countries, the death rate's much higher. As many as 30% of the seriously ill have died. In the U.S., there have been an estimated 82 million severe cases and 15 million deaths. At least 5 million Clade X deaths happened because adequate medical care wasn't available. No doubt, millions of others will have died prematurely from heart attacks, strokes, cancer, and the like. The U.S., along with the rest of the world, is in its worst economic depression in history. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 90%, the GDP down 50%, and unemployment is running at 20%. Unemployment would be higher if not for the dramatic shrinkage of the available workforce due to death and disability. U.S. healthcare and health insurance systems, as we knew them, have collapsed. Health insurance companies ran out of capital and couldn't pay their bills, leaving hospitals without operating funds. In addition, most medical supplies are unavailable. Half the healthcare workforce has died, become disabled, or quit. The remaining healthcare facilities can't cope with all the patients, and consequently, death rates are soaring, both for Clade X patients and for everyone else. It was only by nationalizing the healthcare system that basic medical care is still available. The government now pays for, controls, and rations all medical care. The U.S. is in a constitutional crisis. The president remains in critical condition. And while the vice president is out of intensive care, he remains unable to assume his constitutional duties. Therefore, the Speaker of the House is the acting president. Continuity of government is a major concern. One-third of the U.S. Congress is dead or incapacitated, as are two members of the Supreme Court and senior members of the administration. Government functioning at the federal, state, and local levels has been brought to a near halt. After the failure of the first vaccine that seemed so promising 15 months ago, along with several other candidates, we now see fresh optimism. The Omega vaccine, which has finally been shown to be safe and effective, is just starting to be deployed as fast as it can be manufactured and distributed. A third of Americans are expected to have access to the vaccine in the next 6 to 8 months. Global vaccine distribution and dispensing, which is an enormous undertaking in the best of circumstances, has been slowed in many locations by riots and looting at vaccination sites. Infectious disease specialists seem to agree that once 80% of the people have been vaccinated, the epidemic should be brought under control with an ultimate 20 million deaths in the U.S. These same infectious disease specialists say we're lucky. Lucky because the virus is similar in some ways to common parainfluenza viruses, and only one dose of vaccine is needed. The situation in most of the rest of the world is much worse. Massive loss of life, economic collapse, famine, and civil unrest. There's been a mass exodus from cities, adding to the spread of the disease and making vaccination programs even more difficult. The nagging question? What would have happened if we had a vaccine many months earlier? If the first vaccine had worked and started to be deployed at 6 months into the pandemic, the U.S. death toll could have been reduced from an anticipated 20 million to 6 million, with similar reductions in economic and societal consequences. On the other hand, what if years go by without a vaccine? Then, experts tell us that we could eventually see 30 to 40 million deaths.
So you get it's a whole nother simulation. Clade X, C-L-A-D-E-X. Everybody kind of look into that. Just, you know, interesting. We got myrrh in Wisconsin.
Diseases of prior century.
Come on up, myrrh. Were you there? We got myrrh. All right. Anyway, I wanted to get to this. Jim Stone, overwhelming public.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Just stand by for a second. I'm going to read a little Jim Stone here for a second. Overwhelming public consensus, coronavirus is and can and will be continue to be used as an excuse to dispose of inconvenient people. My opinion, whether or not the virus is real, they're at least trying to do this. Consider this. What was the globalist agenda? Answer, to get all cars off the road, all planes grounded, and have everyone locked up in their homes waiting to be picked off by whoever comes around that they send. They have or will accomplish with this virus a paralysis of society that exceeds any shooting war. When you look at the stats in China, everyone is simply marching to work and going straight home. That's exactly what the globalist slave drivers have wanted for over a century. They don't care if you have a life. They care about what they get and how much farther above you that they can be. There is simply nothing more to the way they think. If you are not one of them, you are a tool, a resource, fodder. I would like to ask people to be observant and watch what they are doing with this virus and how much it mirrors the dystopian future we all fear, one that we did not think they could accomplish for at least 20 more years. One thing is certain. If they really do ground all the planes, there's a good chance they won't fly again. This virus has set a precedent where they can take the entire globe and swallow it in one bite. Here's proof that the DHS, Israeli-trained American police, the entire anti-terror infrastructure is what you'll eventually be dealing with in regard to this virus if people let it happen. From the Jerusalem Post, Israel plans to use counterterrorism tools to stop the spread of coronavirus. Culture and leisure spaces to close down as COVID patients near 200. All right, Murr, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, you know, last week, Jennifer Daniels, podcast there on YouTube. People can find it, YouTube, Jennifer Daniels. But she took the whole hour to go through what was involved in the testing for this nonsense.
Yeah.
And there's several different pokes and probes and horrible things, and then they choose this, that, and the other thing, and it may or may not come up positive. But all that positive indicates is that sometime in your lifetime, you've been exposed to something similar to this, and your body has reacted. It's not active. They're
right.
Calling it positive, but it's not. It's a positive.
Well, remember a week or two ago, I was talking about, they could do false positives all over the place, and then you've got this plague that allegedly exists, and everybody's walking around like, I don't feel sick. But then the placebo effect will start working on their mind, like, am I getting a cough? You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah, this is what I want to get across to people. Okay, take care of yourselves. You know, rest, drink plenty of water, get some little grape juice in you, learn to eat comfrey, heal yourself from the inside out. But don't buy any of this. Now, I don't know if I sent it to you, but Alan Buttle, Alan Buttle, and he does podcasts. He did one with a Northern Tracy, and it was two parts, hour each, but it's all together there on episode 35. And I've done this before, too, and you probably do, too. It's just we keep getting told the same. It's like everybody believe in the whole hoax just because it's pounded into you for a couple generations, right?
Right.
Don't lie. Well, this is a lie. Viruses and germs don't exist. It's bacteria. And whether you have the immunity to deal with it. You know, the other animals, they have a higher temperature, so they can handle these things. Because this guy up here in Madison, this begins with a K, but he's been like Canada and back and forth to Japan, and they pulled the funding on him, and then the end of 18, they said, okay, January, 19, they quietly gave him the funding back, and that's exactly what he's doing, is working with live animals, doing this stuff. And, and back in 1918, they had experiment with the soldiers where they packed in chickens and pigs right with the soldiers so they could raise their own meat. Well, guess what happened? This thing got affinity for young lungs. And this guy up here in Madison even went and dug up a victim and took a lung. we've been through some of this stuff before, but the main thing is don't go get swabbed. Don't even go to the doctor.
Right.
I haven't been to the doctor in, I don't even remember how long. Last time I was sick, I think I might have mentioned, was seismic flu. Had to be. And it was only about, it was just before the earthquake in the Indian Ocean in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. you know, just after Christmas.
Big tsunami, sure.
Yeah, you know, and it was a couple days before that. It was a real light flu, but it was a seismic flu. Yeah, I'm a little more sensitive that way, but I keep a little bit higher temperature, and I'm healthy, thankfully. But we can all be healthy. And like you're saying, all this, you hear everybody with the sniffles and stuff now from being stressed out.
Yeah.
They're so afraid they're going to get this and get diagnosed with it. Well, if you go to a doctor, you will get diagnosed. I managed to say that on the Power Hour the other day. If you go to the doctor and get diagnosed, you will be. You know,
right.
And I'm saying about how the cabinet meeting there with Trump and all these big mobs in the garden coming out, you know, and he's...
Did you see today's press conference at all with Pence and Trump?
I don't think I saw the one today yet.
Well, guess what? Here's what was weird, and I wanted to get this in. They talked about FEMA being activated, and they were really pushing this public government private corporations alliance. And then the Surgeon General, the Admiral that spoke for a while, and there was a whole bunch of these people that were in these blue uniforms. It was the Surgeon General, some admiral, but it was like, this is some blue uniform that I'm not familiar with. Is this some sort of an emergency operations uniform? But it struck me because they all came out to the podium first, and the Surgeon General was one of them. And they're wearing their, like, rank and stuff on one collar, but I was like, this is strange. Like, it's an emergency operations uniform that they all had on. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, you would pick up on that. I'll have to see that, see what that is. But really, yeah. People, like I said, these viruses and germs, they're just stuff they call them. It's bacteria. That's all it is. And we have, you know, like 20 times the bacteria that isn't us outnumbers what is us, you know. So there's a lot of friendlies. And a lot of the ones that aren't real super friendly, we just build up an immunity to. Yeah. But don't get injected and don't go to these drive-thrus and give away your DNA. That's just going to put you on more databases, you know, more lists. I mean, who wants to fly anyway? Dude, I've been a happy hermit frugal here for years. You people got to get caught up.
All right, Murr. So I got a bunch of stuff to cover, but thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. So a couple articles here. Why is Italy a target? Okay, and this is from Henry Mackow. The Illuminati aim to destroy the Italian economy and impoverish the Italian people. And it goes into Dr. John Coleman, the Conspirators Hierarchy Committee of 300 back in 1992. He said the first two targets of the Illuminati, the U.S. and Italy. The first because U.S. is most powerful and richest nation in the world. The second for its long Catholic tradition and its central place in Western civilization. So another article, crux, okay? Coronavirus scare has bought the Vatican some time. How will they use it? This is from March 12th. And it talks about all these scandals, okay? For one thing, it would lend added importance to the broadcast of the Pope Francis' Holy Week liturgies, which almost certainly will still happen, though without crowds, because so they're going to all watch it online and blah, blah, blah. 4 days ago, the Mexican Bishops' Conference announced that a visit planned for March 20 to 27 by Maltese Archbishop Charles Sicluna, Assistant Secretary of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, and Pope Francis's point man on the clerical abuse crisis, and Spanish Monsignor Jordi Bertomeu, had been postponed. Okay, so there's all these kind of scandals with the Legion of Christ and all this stuff in Mexico. Then you had the Theodore McCarrick, who is the former Archbishop of Washington, D.C., there was a report coming out. So there's all this stuff, and this kind of ties in, but it's on cruxnow.com. Coronavirus scare has brought the Vatican some time. How will they use it? So it's almost like this virus came around at a perfect time when all of this nasty stuff with the Vatican was just going to be bubbling right to the surface. All right. Now, where is now this is on Incog, man. Coronavirus virus, globalist plotter, just nasty Chinese crap. Okay, but it goes into this right before the big Wuhan virus blow up. The FBI busted this big Jewish head biology professor at Harvard. Seems Dr. Charles Lieber was getting $50,000 a month from the Chinese for helping them set up bio level four labs in Wuhan itself. He had Chinese students helping, and one was actually an officer in Chinese army. One of his Chinese buddy boy assistants was busted at an airport on the way to China with 21 vials of sensitive biological samples. All right. Interesting there. Okay. Bill Gates. Okay. Steps down from Microsoft. A lot of stuff going on here. Okay. And then you get into all the CEOs that have stepped down in the last 30 days. Very amazing. Okay. Let's take, I think we got one more caller and he'll be the last caller. Jay in Texas. Jay, greetings. What's on your mind?
All right. So just wanted to share a couple of personal communiques that have been coming in the last couple of days. And I'm trying to find the second one.
Okay.
No, it's not happening.
Yeah, well, hold on.
It's not happening. But
I'll give you a second to find that. I want to give a Field McConnell update real quick anyway. So go ahead and find your stuff. Everybody knows who Field McConnell is. But anyway, he lived in Pierce County, Washington, did his video. We all know that. And from his basement in Pierce County. So he basically was into the pedophile crime syndicates and all that, was arrested on November 5th for practicing free speech out of his home in Wisconsin. And then somebody in Florida did this anonymous ex parte on him, okay, and cyberbullying. And then he was held without bail and denied a writ of habeas corpus and held in prison for 3 months, then extradited down to Florida. And Governor DeSantis, the Republican, even signed the paperwork. So interesting stuff, but go ahead.
Right.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All right, so the first one.
Yeah.
The first one. My friend in the DOD sent me this. And let's see here. Just confirm. Let's see. Got a week of food and supplies. Hearsay from Pentagon contact. There is to be a full nationwide quarantine in about 2 weeks. It will be dropped all of a sudden, and the banks will get rushed for cash and markets for canned goods and supplies. My source is pretty credible.
Yeah.
There's the first one. The second one was, in a nutshell, it was a family member from somebody inside CDC. And they said that 2 days prior to the message being sent that no more supplies are coming over indefinitely. And we can check the harbors and we can see that that's credible. And the third one I just got was from my buddy up in Fort Worth. And he is saying that the inside story with the, you know, up people in there is that they're going to be under federal quarantine within 72 hours.
Yeah, it's looking like this is descending upon the state of Missouri as well. What's your thoughts on Governor Abbott there in Texas?
That doesn't matter. All those details don't matter. What matters is what I just told you. This is all real. It's happening right now.
All right, Jay, thanks for the call. We have one more caller popped on. Miles in Maine. Miles, what's on your mind?
Hey, another great show, Robert.
Thank you.
You know, I wanted to ask you your thoughts on this. It was just not that long back, and then all this kind of started unfolding and rolling out, and there was even some mention made slightly in the media referring to it, kind of in a backwards fashion. But do you recall just within the last, I'd say 6 weeks or so, they had this billionaires meeting with all these billionaires around the world?
Yeah, I think I heard some chatter about that.
Yeah, they had that, and it was this supposedly this super secret meeting, which I always thought, well, why on earth would they have these billionaires have their secret, you know, meeting, like they're, you know, some type of echelon in the world here.
Well, that happens from time to time. Remember the Bill Gates, Oprah, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett meeting that got exposed some years back, where they were basically
right. But then right after this, coincidentally, we see this roll up.
Yeah,
and I don't know. You know, this doesn't make sense except in the form of an economic setback or an economic reset. And, you know, you look at some of these companies that are saying they won't be able to supply things. Well, they're not from China. A lot of these toilet paper companies and stuff that I've seen are from New Jersey and other places. I mean, we're not running out of trees that I know of, but a lot of these supplies should be available. A lot of these different things. So,
well, you know, you got a lot of factors here. Intentional withholding to cause you know, people to act out. I mean, there's a lot here. Trump and Pence made it seem like everything's going to be fine. Our supply chain is intact, and blah 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 blah. So they're saying that the grocery stores are going to remain open. They've talked to all the CEOs from the major big box stores and the major grocery chains and so forth. That was all in the press conference today. So they were trying to reassure people. Trump saying, quit buying all this crap. Calm down. It's going to be all right. You know, he's trying to reassure people and so forth. So this all remains to be seen. You know, we got.
And I agree.
Go ahead.
I agree with Trump on that count. I mean, I think Trump is doing the right thing. He's fighting back at something here that's going on globally. And is this a global effort to maybe take him down, since none of this other stuff has worked out? And since
there's been people that have released that kind of intel to people that says that if it all fails and we can't get Trump out, it's going to be a bioweapon release, and then it's going to be a forced kind of, you know, look, like I said earlier in the show, he's screwed either way. If he acts too draconian, too heavy handed, he's Adolf Hitler. If he tries to respect civil liberties and be hands off, then he's not doing enough. And he caused your grandma to die. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
you know, one last thing, Robert, is, and I'd like to hear Hijacker too, but, one last thing on this. How convenient is it that Israel, within 2 months, they're going to have a vaccine on it?
Allegedly, yes. Rick Wiles and those guys were, as soon as this stinking virus started to hit the news, and I have to give Rick Wiles and them credit, even though they, you know, they predicted a lot of this stuff, you know, about, and they reported on the Israelis already saying they had a virus ready, they said that a month ago, that they'd have a virus ready in 2 months. So,
yeah, Rick Wiles, he has really been coming into his own. But Robert, keep up the great work. I hope to hear from Hijacker and great show here.
All right, I appreciate you. All right, folks. Ken, thanks for doing everything, and thanks for everybody listening. And we'll see what happens in the next 7 days. Holy cow.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.